Thanks for joining us. It's Sunday and it's 5 o'clock. That means it's time for the Featured Artist Profile. This is a great show. A show where we get an opportunity to listen to a CD cover to cover. Some of the hottest Christian music from around the globe. In my fortress. Well, thanks for joining us on another edition of the Featured Artist Profile. Today I have an excellent guest with me, Aaron Barnhart. Aaron, what's happening? How are you?
Hey, Ken. Great to be here. Great to talk with you, man. I'm doing well.
Good. You are, you know, you're out in California now. You sound like you got a little draw there, though. Where are you from?
Yeah, you noticed. I'm originally from West Virginia, a little town, a college town in West Virginia called Morgantown. And, yeah, no matter where I travel, it seems a little bit of that southern twang follows me.
Yeah, and it's borderline, right? Because, you know, Virginia, West Virginia, it's, you know, you're still, you could be considered a hillbilly, but, you know.
Yes, I have been accused before.
So did you move out west for music? Is that what brought you there?
You know, I've been all over the country. I've been really blessed to be able to, you know, just be all over. I went to school in Boston, and then I did a grad degree in Portland, and then I went down to San Francisco, and now I'm in Los Angeles. But, yeah, you know, music has always been the motivating factor for big moves and just trying to, you know, experience different parts of the world and you know, promote my career as best I can.
Absolutely. What do you think of L.A.? I graduated from high school in L.A. So,
did you?
Yeah, I'm curious to see.
You know, L.A., it's a beast, but it's one of those things where once you're here for a while, it, you know, you get used to the buzz and how busy things are, and then you go somewhere else, and it seems like it's moving at half speed. So, I think there's a lot of potential out here. There's a lot of art and culture and things going on, and that's the good side. And the bad side is it's, you know, the traffic and the congestion and all, you know, all those things. But I like it here. I'll be here for a couple more years at least.
Yeah, it's weird because, you know, there is a buzz. I mean, it's everything is going full blast all the time in LA, yet there's a casual attitude to the culture. So, you know, even the go-getters have this like switch they can turn on, and all of a sudden they're like, we're California. It's everything's good. We'll just cruise down to Santa Monica for a while. And I mean, it's a weird vibe. I like it a lot, but, man, I love it out here in Colorado, and it's a good mix of both of those things. I came up on the East Coast and then moved out to the West Coast for my senior year in high school. So I get a little flip on both of those here. Well, hey, man.
Yeah, Colorado's a beautiful place, man, for sure. I've played some shows out there and do a lot of snowboarding out there. So.
Oh, good. Awesome, man. Well, we love it out here. Again, let's get into who you are beyond where you are, and let's talk about you a little bit. How did you get started in music, man? I'm going to back up and say one thing. I want to tell all my listeners to go to your website, aaronbarnhart.com, and it's A-A-R-O-N, Barnhart. There's no D on the end. So I'm just going to go through it this one time, and then we'll repeat it several times with just the name. AaronBarnhart.com. Go there, check out the music. He's got an album out, Missing Pieces. And recently on a soundtrack to one of the coolest, like, you know, movies that's growing in popularity, Letters to God. Great, great job. How do you land that deal?
Oh, yeah, it was a real blessing, man. My manager, David McKenna, introduced me to the folks at Possibility Pictures, and we talked to the director of the film. Really, he was really moved by the story behind Water's Edge and the song itself, and it just it fits so perfectly for the scene in the movie where he used it. It just seemed like it was kind of destined to be in the film, and it certainly getting to see it on, you know, on the big screen and see it kind of come to fruition was great. It was a real blessing, and all the artists on the soundtrack super talented, and I think it's a great project.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a great film. I know, and I have to be honest. You know, my wife and I got the movie to watch. I'm a sap, man. I can't watch movies like that. I have five kids, and I just immediately go into a place where I'm like, oh, I can't see it. But we got the soundtrack. The soundtrack's amazing, and I know the movie's amazing. Everybody's told me that I missed out by not watching. But I had to close my eyes, man. I couldn't deal.
Yeah, the end will get you. It's a tearjerker for sure. But I also respect that the movie is more than that. It's kind of a movement as well, and there's a lot of people who, you know, are developing a support group for people suffering with cancer, and you know, just kind of the prayer circle and the power behind you know, all the good intentions and positive vibes going out with, you know, with the whole project, which is really cool. So I was really happy to be a part of it, for sure.
Yeah, that's great, man. Well, I'm happy for you for sure. And then going back to your album, Missing Pieces, you know, I was just listening to it before you and I talked on the phone today, and this is a great CD, man. This is great stuff. Very nice style.
Thanks. I love it. Yeah, we, you know, I was really fortunate. It had been... You know, I had been struggling for, you know, many years to really put out a product that I could get behind and that I felt was a good representation of what I could do. And we were lucky enough to get involved with Stu Brawley, who he's produced a lot of stuff out here in Los Angeles. He's worked with, you know, Michael Jackson and Howie Day and the Eagles and all these different people. So I was really blessed to get to work with him and kind of see my music transform from, you know, just songs that I'd sing in my, you know, bedroom of my house into this full-blown, you know, really well-produced record, you know, the statement. So it was a really great process. I learned a lot, and, you know, I've been very blessed to be able to tour with it and go out on the road and, you know, just do my thing and try to share it with everybody.
Yeah. Do you spend a lot of time on the road now?
Not as much as I'd like to. You know, I'm here in LA. I teach at a couple different schools here in Los Angeles and teach, you know, technology and computer-based music and then, piano stuff. And then I tour, you know, I'll go out once a month and do dates across the U.S. or, you know, here and there kind of thing. But I'm actually in October, I'm going to be going back, or excuse me, November, going to be going back to Orlando, which is where my label is based, and doing some shows in Florida and in the South. So, you know, it's just wherever opportunity arises, I try to make use of it. But, you know, I'd love to be touring more, for sure.
Right, right. Absolutely, I'm sure. So, well, teaching, dude, that is a noble deal. I mean, having the opportunity to educate and influence children, you know, of any age, and even up into their late teens. I mean, that's a tremendous profession.
It's fulfilling, man. It's always been something I've done ever since my early 20s. I've been involved in education, and I've taught, you know, primarily secondary education and college-based stuff, which is what I'm doing now. But you're right. You know, you're taking somebody who has a passion to learn and to grow and helping them do that, which is, you know, it's really rewarding, and you end up learning just as much in the process, which is the beautiful part about teaching. So
yeah, very cool. Tell me about. I'm sorry, man. I didn't mean to cut you off. I just wanted to get into some of the songs on your Missing Pieces album, just from the standpoint of being a performer. You know, a writer of music, do you write, you know, all your music, some of your music? Do you pick up songs from some other people, which, by the way, I think is totally cool. I'm not trying to put you on the spot with that, but I always like to hear the poetic stance, where you're coming from on some of these songs.
You know, it's interesting for me on Missing Pieces. I would say about 60% of the songs on the record, were written completely by myself. Songs that I had written over the last couple of years. But then I also did some co-writing, and it was really a blessing to work with some, you know, super talented professional songwriters here out in the LA area. One of which, Trina Harmon, has become a great friend of mine, and she's written for everybody from Jessica Simpson to, you know, country artists. She's all over the map, but, we co-wrote together the song The Water's Edge, which is the song that's on the Letters to God soundtrack. And, you know, being a solo artist, I find it can be rewarding to work with other people, because sometimes you kind of get, you know, cloistered in your own space in your apartment and you're writing, and there's, you know, you don't have the perspective of other people. Whereas if you were in a band, I mean, that's just part of the process. You got five guys in the room and you write songs together, you know. So I'm not opposed to it at all. But, you know, typically I like to have the kind of the inception of the idea. I like to kind of get it started and then, you know, work with another writer to kind of to finish things. It can kind of help you take it to another place. So, yeah, I'm not opposed to it at all. And, you know, certainly there's some great collaborations on the record for sure. And with my next record, I'll probably do a little bit of the same. Although for the second record, I've gotten so many songs written right now that I'll probably just end up running with a lot of those. But, yeah, it's a great process, and it's always good to learn and kind of get different perspectives from different writers.
Yeah, I love how music allows you collaboration in that way. And if I put that analogous to art, you know, if you look at an Andy Warhol painting, you would say, well, that's Andy Warhol. I mean, there's no mistake about it and you can go down the line with artist after artist where you would just say, well, that's a, you know, whatever, you just know what they are. Now there's some artists, that break that mold for sure. You know, I've got a very close friend who is a magnificent artist, and he goes in every area of art. I mean, I could never tell if one picture was his or somebody else's, except for the talent level, you know, then I would guess that it was his because he's that good. But with music, the opportunity to collaborate, even if it's not lyrically, if it's musically, there's always that way to change up your sound and still be you, where in art, it doesn't always work out that way. I love it, man.
Yeah, it's an interesting perspective for sure. Yeah, I you know, for me, live performance, improvisation, I mean, those are the aspects of music that are just, you know, they're approaching the divine. It's great. You know, it's just something that you really can't explain it, but those are some of the best moments for me. Or, you know, when you're on stage and you're collaborating with other musicians and you just kind of get in a certain space, and, you know, for that 6 or 7 minutes, you know, you're you've been taken somewhere else, which is a beautiful thing.
Yeah, that's cool, man. So now let's back up to where you become I don't want to categorize you in any way, but I mean, as a Christian in music, you become a Christian artist, right? So, I mean, if you backed up a little bit and tell us about how that comes about, did you grow up just in a Christian family? Was it that story, which, you know, it is wonderful, or was it something else? I mean, is there a point in your life when Christ just intercepted your path and you were like, wow, what a different way I got to go?
You know, I was really blessed to grow up in a church. You know, my mother, growing up, my mother and I had a really close bond, with the church and with the Lord. So I can remember being 5 or 6 years old, kind of sitting there, you know, playing on the pew, playing with toys, kind of oblivious, but still in church, you know. So I grew up with it and with the Lord as part of my life. And then, you know, as you get older, I think, obviously that appreciation and love deepens, and, you know, you really start to see the power and the peace and strength that comes through knowing the Lord, you know, especially as we were talking about, you know, living in LA and, you know, being part of the scene and all the things that, you know, when you're trying to advance your career. And it just has always helped me to maintain the perspective that, you know, the Lord is the most important thing in my life, and everything else is just a manifestation of my relationship with Him. So, yeah. It's been a blessing, you know, so, and I'm thankful that I didn't have to have that, bottom of the barrel moment where I had to be, you know, pulled up from something really intense. Although certainly that's a beautiful thing too. But you know, I was blessed from an early age to have that as part of my life.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, regardless of whether you had that upbringing or whether you had that bottom of the barrel kind of experience, you know, everybody's story is relevant, you know, to advance the kingdom, right? I mean, everybody has a certain way they can impact, you know, generations. And what's awesome is you've got such a strong foundation, having grown up in that kind of environment, to where you're at right now in LA, man, you can be a real light in darkness there. I mean, that place needs more strong believers to be, you know, steadfast and you know, like a rock. I mean, you got to be that there.
I agree. You know, I think just being out here and maintaining, you know, just trying to say something positive and acknowledge that, you know, the worshiping the Lord and being a Christian is a wonderful thing. And I'll say, you know, there's so much, I think, you know, just negative connotations to that, and for some people. And I think the best thing I can do out here is just to try to be a cool person and make a joyful noise, and you know, and say, hey, this is a wonderful thing, not a negative thing, and try to spread the word that way. You know?
Yeah, absolutely. Again, let's drive everybody to your website, aaronbarnhart.com, and tell them that they can pick up music there. They can keep abreast of where you're going and what you're doing, right?
Absolutely. All the tour dates are on there. There's links to merchandise and the CD itself, and also links to the Letters to God soundtrack. They can check out videos and all the good stuff, and kind of just keep up with what I'm up to.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, when you did this Letters of God soundtrack, did that immediately put you in a place where you weren't before? Because of the fact that some of the names on that, on that credits list on that CD are pretty well known performing names. I mean, did that do something for you?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it's always a blessing and a benefit to be surrounded with people of that caliber. So, sure, you know, I got to hang out with the Warren Brothers and do some press stuff with them. And then J.R. Richards is on the soundtrack, and he's actually become a good friend of mine. And I toured with him last year. And so there's just, Anne Marie has a song on there. She's amazing, and we got to hang out and play together. So, yeah, you know, it just kind of brought me into another kind of, another echelon of performance and meeting some really wonderful players, you know, and hopefully that'll continue. You know, it's available. The DVD is out there, and we're hoping that people who weren't able to catch it in theaters can go out kind of and check it out and check out the soundtrack and hopefully grow from there.
Yeah, well, I think I'm hopeful that it does a lot for you, because, like I said, I mean, I enjoyed listening to your CD, and I like your style. I would love to see you get out there and so people can hear you. Not to give you all props. I mean, it's all for God. I would love when God uses somebody who's got a unique style to get that out on the airwaves and turn people on to who he is. That's cool.
Absolutely, man. Absolutely.
So let me ask you one more thing about the album, and then I'm going to let you go. So when you put this together and you go down the line of these 10 songs, you know, the last song on there is Slings and Arrows. And, you know, it seems very fitting that that would be the last song on that CD. I mean, it's powerful. It's good. You know, and it's a good, I don't know, it's like an exclamation point on the CD, I think. Do you structure how those songs go in order, or does somebody else come in and give you some advice as to why they think a certain song would be first or last?
You know, I worked with the producer on that. I mean, he and I kind of just went down the list, and, you know, you really can't do it until the very end, because you got to really just absorb the record and see kind of where it takes you and where the songs are taking you. But, it was a given that we were going to put that track last, because it just... I wanted something really intimate at the end of the record, you know, because the record is so well produced and it has such a big sound. And I just kind of wanted people also to hear, you know, that intimate me at a piano, kind of as if I were in the living room kind of playing a song. So we knew that should go last. And it's just really lucky to have some great players on it, have the cello player playing on it. And you know, that one, it's interesting. That song is my mom's favorite song on the record. And I wrote it when I was at home. I was just kind of visiting my family, and I was looking out over the Appalachian Mountains and just kind of sitting there at the piano. And I think it maintained and retained that feel, you know, that kind of intimate kind of vibe. And so I thought it was fitting to go to finish up the record for sure.
Yeah, very well placed, man, and nicely done. Well, thanks for spending time with us, man. I really appreciate it. I appreciate you.
No worries. Thank you so much.
Like I said, we'll always have a link up on our site to yours so that people can go there and check it out. And we'll be looking for you, Aaron. We'll be hoping that you come around Colorado soon.
Right on, brother. Well, God bless you, man, and thank you for the support, and hopefully we'll talk soon.
Thanks, bro. Take care. God bless you.
All right, man.